No matter how hard they try to make it for minorities to vote, and that's the one that sticks out, being completely false, but also utterly divisive. Some percentage of people are going to believe that. And to think that your government is making it harder for you to exercise your franchise because of your skin color, if you wanted to increase hatred and division, that's exactly what you'd say. And that's what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. When he said 95% of the schools are open, I thought to myself, until yesterday, meaning Tuesday, our schools were closed for 5 days. 5 days. I mean, that was essentially a lie. And the fact is that we may end up with more school closures here in Southern Nevada before we are done. But if you look at what the president said yesterday, so much of it was wrong. He talked about, and again, this was just something that he said when he was talking about what the aftermath would be if Putin ends up invading Ukraine. They've got 100,000, maybe 200,000 troops ready to mass along the border of Ukraine. And the whole thing is he is poised to attack a neighbor. And that is wrong. And what he said, so there will be consequences, except if it's a minor incursion. And so then Jen Psaki, the press secretary, has to come back and reorder, you know, what the president really said. What the president meant to say was that kind of thing. That to me was the scariest thing, because that had all kinds of international implications. That wasn't politics, that wasn't voting rights, that wasn't filibuster, it wasn't any. That was just the president maybe saying more than he should have said. He should have just left it with, there will be consequences, period. But instead he said, but if it's a minor incursion, that's a little bit different. One of the things that I thought was interesting is when he was asked questions involving his son, and when he was posed a question about his cognitive skills or lack of same, and the fact was he essentially ignored him. He talked around him. He didn't directly answer the question, and it was obvious he was not going to answer questions on those topics. And as Tucker Carlson said, they didn't get anything on defunding the police or anything like that, or immigration. And I'm not sure if that was just an oversight or if the White House press corps was a little bit lazy. Could be. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more coming up. Also, we've got a call from a U.S. senator for Dr. Fauci to either be fired or to step down. Why? We'll let you hear that coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 1:30, as we check things out on area freeways, actually not too bad there on the Beltway. There is some police activity on the right shoulder there at the 215 and 15 interchanges. That's 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Otherwise, not too bad there. No restrictions on the 95. There are, however, some big-time delays through that construction zone on Interstate 515 there in Henderson. Both directions, between Main Street and Eastern Avenue, that work is going to be continuing all the way through 2022. So get used to that. And you're backed up on that transition, too. Those who are merging from 15 North over to the construction zone.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash, powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The NFL filing a motion asking a Nevada court to dismiss the lawsuit against the NFL filed by former Raiders coach John Gruden. Gruden accusing the NFL of leaking emails that resulted in him losing his job with the Raiders. The NFL saying that the lawsuit is baseless and should be dismissed for failure to stage a single viable cause for action. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, a little bit of a slump. They've lost three in a row. They're back at tonight as they are set to match up against the Montreal Canadiens. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Did you see candidates across the state of Nevada, believe it or not, and this is weird, they are announcing the amount of money they raised in the fourth quarter, and some of these dollar figures are astronomical. Adam Laxalt raised $1.35 million in that. And by the way, he is leading Catherine Cortez Masto, just for the record. Anyway, one thing I heard on the newscast that I wanted to at least touch base with my buddy, gentleman Jim Dallas, and that is John Gruden and his lawsuit against the National Football League and the NFL, as you know, defendants sometimes do, are asking for dismissal of all charges. What do you make of the arguments on both sides?
Well, okay, so first of all, John Gruden has signed a $100 million contract for 10 years, and that is real money. It's a real commitment from both sides, and then you work for, what, two or three seasons. You're in the middle of, I think it was his fourth season, making those big dollars. And all of a sudden, because of an investigation into sexual harassment from the Washington Redskins, or I should say the Washington football team, dock me a dollar there.
yeah.
So as a result of that, he ends up losing his job because an email that was intended for the eyeballs of his friend, only, Bruce Allen, who happened to be the general manager of the Washington football team at that time. Now, here at the radio station, Kevin, you know, we all get these emails from maybe management or whatever, and it'll say, to all, and everybody in the entire building will get that email. Now, you can't tell me that you're going to say the same thing to an email that is addressed to everyone. It would be the same as if you were about a certain subject and you were emailing a friend or a confidant about a certain subject. You might use a little saltier language because you know it's only going to be between you and that person.
It's a private email.
It's
private
a private text. Email, and that's what these were. I think Gruden has a good case here because it did indeed. It hurt his reputation. Now everybody thinks he's all these ists, racist, bigot, homophobe, and all these different things. And it most certainly hurt his career, but he's not making $10 million a year like he was supposed to be making.
Well, and how many openings are there? There are four or five coaching openings right now in the National Football League. People are being interviewed and they're being talked about. You don't hear Gruden's name at all. Is he being blackballed?
Yeah, I think there's always, I think, a grace period for a lot of coaches who are fired. Even Mike McCarthy, before he was hired by Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys, he sat out at least 1 year with the but remember, he was fired from the Green Bay Packers. And he sat out a year, and then he was called back. So, yeah, I would anticipate, they say that time heals all wounds. We'll see about this. These are deep wounds for a lot of people, and you got to figure there's going to be some on a potential team that he would go to that aren't going to be taking kindly to the things that he said, whether he was just in jest or whether it was sincere and he's a real hater and bigot at heart. I don't believe that to be the case. I think you can get a measure of a man throughout the course of his work, and he's nearly 60 years old, and none of this was known about him in public because everybody has two people. You have your public persona and you have your private persona, and that's the way American life is.
And
they took his personal emails, made them public. I think he's got a good case.
Well, and here's the problem with blackballing, in that it doesn't have to be orchestrated, but the fact is he's actually suing the National Football League. And that's every team in the National Football League. So the question is, it may well be he has to go to a college and coach at the college level. Don't know. But at least the latest news is the NFL is asking for a dismissal from a judge here in Nevada. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint Smart Home Security System and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I was assigned a case for an elderly gentleman, and his adult daughter was his caregiver. They were both involved in a car accident, and they sustained some pretty serious injuries from that. They were both prescribed oxycodone. We found that the daughter was misusing the prescription and was taking my client's prescription and her prescription. She would find herself going through withdrawals. She would become physical. She was arrested, and the success side is that he was provided the appropriate care that he was needing. With every one case, we open, there's another five cases out there that were never called in to us. Adult Protective Services, we are truly there to protect. I mean, it's in our name.
To learn more about opioid misuse and vulnerable adults, visit APSGetHelp.com. This video was supported in part by a grant from the Administration for Community Living, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS. Grantees carrying out projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Therefore, points of view or opinions do not necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living or DHHS policy.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So just what happened last night in the United States Senate where the Biden agenda blew up? And this is what is interesting, that with the exception of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrats were in lockstep with the president. And in fact, he said, as a part of his news conference, quote, 48 of the 50 Democrats supported me in the Senate on virtually everything I've asked. That includes Catherine Cortez Masto. That includes Catherine Cortez Masto. And that's why Catherine Cortez Masto has to go. Now, exactly what happened? Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, I've interviewed her many, many times back when I was working in Nashville, and really a wonderful, wonderful person. and a great U.S. senator. But she was asked on Newsmax last night about the Dems and how they are, shall we say, big losers after that Wednesday vote. Listen, this is cut number one. Marsha Blackburn, go.
I think we're going to be able to end this push that they have to federalize elections. You know, they are so disappointed. They thought they were going to be able to push this through. They thought the president was going to be able to put the pressure on today. But the American people have said, no, we like our local election commission. We like our friends and neighbors running elections. We like voter ID. We don't think the federal government should be subsidizing campaigns. We like that you have to match your signature. We do not want to have mail-out balloting institutionalized, and we don't want to have ballot harvesting. So the American people have said no to the federalization of campaigns, and you're exactly right. They tried to disguise this, saying it was voter rights, but you know what? The voter rights legislation is on the books, and it stands. And this is all about federalizing election and taking the power, the constitutional duty away from the state legislatures and putting that power with the federal government. And the American people are just saying, no, we have figured you out. We're not for this.
That's Marsha Blackburn last night on Newsmax, and that the Democrats are really the big losers here because the almost the entire Biden agenda was tied into this filibuster rule change, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Now, don't put it past Chuck Schumer to look at something else or a different way of approaching this. But at least right now, and according to Gates McGavick from the RNC, that whole effort is now DEAD, dead on arrival. And at least for now, that doesn't mean that 6 months from now he won't come up with some harebrained idea, talking about Chuck Schumer, to change things. Now, another U.S. senator is James Lankford. He is a senator from Oklahoma. He is a Democrat. He's a Republican, a conservative. And he, too, was on Newsmax last night explaining why the Biden agenda is dead. Listen to this.
Chuck Schumer, he's been in elected office since 1981. He's had no problem with the filibuster for 40 years. He loved it when Donald Trump was president. What's changed?
The only thing that's changed, he's now the majority leader by the absolute slimmest of all possible majorities with a 50-50 Senate with Kamala Harris to break the tie. That's enough of a lead for him that he wants to absolutely change the rules of the Senate, what's been around since 1789, that the minority has a voice. I think Democrats and Republicans alike need to see that when Schumer and the Democrats get in charge, the first thing they do is to try to destroy the voice of the minority in the Senate and to say that minority voices don't count anymore. If you don't agree with us, you have to be silenced in America. That's really what the filibuster is all about. It has always protected the rights of the minority to have their opinion heard. And that's the first thing they're stepping up and say, sorry, you don't agree with me. Right. You don't count in America, and that's not the way America works.
Senator, it's very common to call the other party out to the floor and make them vote just so you can make yourself look good in a situation like this. This is bipartisan opposition. Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are a no vote on changing the filibuster, and they're a no vote on this wacky voter ID bill. Why even hold a vote today?
Well, it's not just opposition from Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. It's opposition from 27 other Democrats who have publicly spoken out and said they would never change the filibuster. The filibuster needs to remain. So this is opposition even with themselves and themselves in the process. They're trying to be able to make a big public scene on this to try to say Republicans are racist. That's why Schumer, as you mentioned before, this is all about black and brown voters, everything else. So they're trying to run with this whole theme that Republicans are racist. Even Joe Biden stepping out and saying, you've got to be either with the Republican, he didn't say it this way, with Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis. I say it, you've got to either be with the Republican Abraham Lincoln or the Democrat Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
What they're really trying to say is this is a repetitive term of Republicans are racist, Republicans are racist, and we're going to prove it by trying to pass a bill that's a terrible bill that has nothing to do with race.
Now, I need you to remind me of something 1 year from now, this will be the second anniversary of the Biden administration being sworn into office. And I want somebody to have me check 1 year from now when the Republicans take over the Senate, and not just by one seat or two seats, but five or six seats. Okay? Remind me to check and see what the Dems are saying about the filibuster, and if they believe that it's going to kill off our democracy. Do me a favor, because I'm guessing that people like Chuck Schumer, if he's still there, and other name brand demos, you know, folks that are Democrats, and maybe even the progressives, they'll love the filibuster. They'll embrace the filibuster. Make me check 1 year from today. Put it on your to-do list to make sure you get in touch with me and have me check on what Democrats are saying about the filibuster. My guess is their tune will change dramatically. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are still dealing with Dr. Anthony Fauci. I want to go quickly to cut number six, because this is important. This is Senator Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin. He is a Republican. He is one of the first, maybe along with Rand Paul, to say it is time for Dr. Fauci to step off the stage. This is cut six. Go.
Do you think it's time Dr. Fauci step down or be removed?
Well, I think it's well past time.